It tells me the Chiddush where the Erev got burnt up, and it's a Suffolk now. The Seif of the Mishnah says, with the Suffolk, when did it get burnt up? Did it get burnt up in Boyd Yoim, the Erev is not Chal? Or did it get burnt up on Shabbat, the Erev is Chal? So Rabbi Yossi says, you go to Kula. So Nisraf is the Chiddush, Lodicha Koychet Rabbi Yossi, that even though it's burnt up, still we go to Kula. On a Suffolk Erev, about us only, with the Rabbonon, you go to Kula. Like Rashi says, the Afagav Dein Boilam, Le Mitzir. Even though the Erev was mamish burnt up now. But so, and we have a Suffolk when it was burnt up, still Rabbi Yossi says, a Suffolk Erev, you go to Kula. Vaita, Truma Venitmas, what's the Chiddush Truma that became Tomei? Is the Adiacha Koychet Rabbi Meir. To tell me the Chiddush Rabbi Meir, say, Le Golo Chumrum. That even though with Truma, them is sin, the Tfuwa is here. The Erev is still here. What's the Suffolk? Maybe a Sheretz touched it and became Tomei. But since the Erev is still here, maybe here I would say, Minas Suffolk, let's go to Kula. There's a Chazaka, it was Torah before, maybe it's still Torah. Kamashtma on the Chiddush Rabbi Meir, he holds no. A Suffolk Erev, you go to Chumrum. If the Erev is Chal, this person has to be Machmir. What's the Chumrum? That maybe the Erev was Chal, so he can't walk from his house up Hayim Amma the other way. Maybe the Erev wasn't Chal, so he can't walk from the Erev up Hayim Amma way. He's only allowed to walk in between his house and the Erev, which from Monashach he can walk those up Hayim Amma. So the Chiddush is both ways. So Rashi is different. Kechad Rameyim, the Alpha Gav the Yesh Nevoilim. Even though the Truma is here, the Yesh Loim Hamidena Bebein Hashemoshes Alches Kosei. There's a swear to say that the Kedim Lachain Torah Hoysom spout before Shabbos Uzichat Torah. So we have a suffix now. Did it become Tomei or not? Let's say Chazok is saying it's still Torah Bebein Hashemoshes, and it only become Tomei later. Afilu Hachi the Chiddush is Loyam Rina Chazok Lekula. According to Rameyim, you don't say Chazok Lekula. You have a Suffolk Bein Hashemoshes, was the Truma Torah not? When a Suffolk, you have to be Machmir. So that's why it says both Chiddushim, whether the Erev got burnt up, or whether the Erev just became Tomei, the Chiddush is both ways, once according to Reb Yossi, once according to Reb Meir. For the Gemara Kashi now, the Sov of Reb Meir, Sveik Luchumra, is it true that like Reb Meir says now Mishnah? That's Reb Meir's sheet all over. When you have a Suffolk, if the Erev is Chala not like here, on Shabbos morning we come and see the Erev was burnt up. We have a Suffolk, was it burnt up before Bein Hashemoshes or afterwards? So Remeya says you go to Chumrah. Fred Gemara, we have Tanan, we learned another Halacha, we learned the Mishnah, Mikvois, Tomei Shiora Litzvon. A person that was Tomei, and he had to go to the Mikvah, now he went down to the Mikvah. Suffolk Tova, Suffolk Le Tovol. We have a Suffolk if he made a Tfilah or he didn't make a Tfilah. We don't know. So either the case is, you're Mesuffolk if there was a Mikvah there or not. Or else you have a suffix if he was table altogether in the mikvah not. Like maybe he didn't put his whole body into the mikvah. We have a suffix. Even in the case we know 100% he put his whole body into the mikvah. Of the suffix tovo baboim so, suffix le tovo baboim so. You have a suffix, was that mikvah kosher? Maybe there wasn't even aboim so in the mikvah. Vaita, the chen shnei mikvois. Even in the case we have two mikvois in front of you. The yachas yesh baboim so, or the yachas ain't baboim so. One mikveh is 100% kosher, and one mikveh is 100% posel. You have a tov of the yachas man. And this person that was tomei, he went down and was tovel in one of these two mikvehs. The ene yedeya b'yezim hem tovom. And we do not know which mikveh he was tovel in. So the kitza, we do not know if this person is Torah or not. He was vaday tomei, and he did a ma'aseh tefillah, he went to the mikvah, where he had sveikis if the tefillah was a good tefillah or not. What's the halacha? Is the halacha sveikoi tomei? The halacha is that minas sofik still is tomei. Now, the nedvar mamurim, the Mishnah says, when do we say that minas sofik? We say the person is still tomei, the tumah chamura. So Rashi learns tumah chamura means that a tumah diraisam. If the person touched the mace before him, or the person touched the zav, that the person is Tomei Vadim and Yeraisam. Now we have a Suffolk, what you table in the mikvah. So on a Suffolk, Yisra Yeraisa, you have to go to Chumra and say that Tfilah was not a good Tfilah. So Drashi Betuma Chamura, Shenitmo Betuma HaMetamosim in HaTorah. If first he touched something that was Metamim and Yeraisam, Kegoyin V'Yavatuma, the person touched an Avatuma. Then we say, Min HaSuffolk, still he's Tomei. Let's say Mitchilu, the person only touched something. That's only Mitam him, Midirabonon, Midiraisi, he's Vaday Tahor. It's only a shell in the Rabbonim. Is it Tomei or not? Kagoin. What's the case that a person's only Tomei mid Rabbonim? One case is Sha'ochal Oichlen Tomeim. A person ate a food that's Tomei. So mid Raisa food is always only a Rishon L'Tumah. A Rishon L'Tumah is not Matama the person. Just mid Rabbonim, if you eat a shear of Tumah, it's Matama the Guf. The Chuadin V'Shosa Mashkin Tomeim. If you drink Mashkin that's Tomei, mid Rabbonim it's Matama you. A person puts his whole body into Mayim Shuvim, midirabon, he becomes Tomei. Oi, Shenoflu Aroisha, Yarubai, Ishoishalugim Mayim Shuvim. Or else you threw on top of him, on top of his Roisha Rubai, Gimel Lugim Mayim Shuvim. Yeah, these things that happen to the person. So if these things happen, the person is only Tomei midirabon. So Metzchili is only Tomei midirabon. Now, the Yorad Nitzvah, this person went down to the Mikvah. Sofak Tovol, Sofak Goy Tovol. We have a Sofak, did he make a good tefillah or not? Maybe he didn't put his whole body into the water. The Afilu Tovol, Afilu we know 100%, he put his whole body into the water. Of the Sofak Tovol Be'abon Sor, Sofak Goy Tovol Be'abon Sor. You could have a Sofak, maybe the mikvah was kosher, maybe it didn't have Abon Sor, maybe the mikvah was possum. Right, another Sofak is V'chein Shnei Mikvois. In the case we have two different mikvois in front of you, and we know that the Yachas Yesh Bo Aboim So, one has 40 So, it's a kosher mikvah. The Yachas Ein Bo Aboim So, one is a posler mikvah. The Tovo V'Yachas Mehen, now this person went to be Tovo in one of them. The Einu Yodei of Yezim Mem Tovo, and we do not know in which one he was Tovo, is Aloha Sveke Tor. You should know how to, the Stam Mishnah, which is usually Rameyo, holds that Sveke's Tor. So you see, since he's only Tomei Metchila Midirabonin, so now it's a Sofik if he went to the mikvah or not. So Menah Sofik, we say in Sofik, Rabbonin, you go to Kula and say that it's Tor. Rabbi Yossi, Mitama. Rabbi Yossi says, no, he's Tomei. So the Vayel Lechur, we're going to have a Kashi at the Stiro, for now Mishnah is just the opposite Cheetahs. And now a Mishnah, Reb Meir was Machmir. A Sofik Erev, Reb Meir was Machmir. Even though Lechur Eivu Tchum is only Midirabonin. So why was Reb Meir Machmir now Mishnah by Sofik Erevet Chumim? Here it says by a Sofik in the Rabbonim of Tumah, you go Lekula. As Beket is a theory in Reb Yossi. And now a Mishnah Reb Yossi was Mekel. And here Reb Yossi says, even though it's a Sofik on a Tumah the Rabbonim, still you Machmir. So I call upon the Vayah, we're asking the Kasha on Reb Meir. See Rashi. Rashi, Abel Tumah Kala, the Rabbonim he. A person that ate the chatzi pras, the half of a loaf of bread, that was tummy. Or else, abor roish of rubai is meyutches dover chen v'yitzias haShabbos. In the Gemara and Shabbos, the meyutches gzeres they made, one of them is if you go into my shuvim. The afilu tov v'yishvim boi sofek goin sofek tov v'daboim so ashrei mikvah l'freinu. You have sveikis, see him? V'chein beis mikvois. It is aloha sveikoi toz at Rashi, ustam mishnah rameya. Stam Mishnah's Rameya, some else is Thirin Rameya. How come in our Mishnah by Ruvei Tchumim, Rameya goes to Chumra, and here by Yisofik in the Rabbonim, by Tumah, Rameya goes to Kula. Reb Yossi Mitam, Reb Yossi says by Tumah's Tomei. So it's Rashi, Lukama Makshinon, to Reb Yossi, Ad Reb Yossi. Soon the Gemara is going to have the same Thirin on Reb Yossi. And now Mishnah Reb Yossi is Mekel. So you see in Yisofik, the Rabbonim, you go to Kula. And here by Sofik Tumim, the Rabbonim, you go to Chumra, the Chumra's Thirin. But I call upon him, we have a Stephen Reb Meir. And our Mishnah Reb Meir is Machmir. And here Reb Meir says, when are we Machmir? A Sofik Tfilon, only an Issa Deraisa. On an Issa Derabonim, we go Lukula. And to the Gemara, Kisova Rebbe Meir, Tchumim Deraisa Ninu. I tell you, Reb Meir holds the Issa to walk outside the Tchum Shabbos is an Issa Deraisa. So that was good our Mishnah. If you have a Sofik, if the Erev was burnt up or not before Shabbos, or did the Tchumim come to Meir or not, so it's a Sofik on an Issa of Yeraisa, are you allowed to walk out of that Paimama? Therefore, on a Sofik, Yeraisa, you go to Chumra. That's Pshan Rameya, Samael is no Steven Rameya. Trashi Tchumim Yeraisa, Usveka Yeraisa to Chumra. Mail if you have a Sofik, if it's Torah or not, Tavani, go to Chumra and say that it's Tom, the Arab is no good. Samael is no Steven Rameya. Freddy Gemara, the Sofik Rameya Tchum Yeraisa, is this true? You can tell me Rameya is the one that holds that Tchum is deraisa. I'll prove to you not like that. That Rameya Shitri is Tchum is only midrabonim. V'yotanan. Im ein yochol lahav liyoy. If you can't count exactly the Tchum al payimama, We'll have Gemara's later exactly how you measure the Alpayim Amah out of your city. Like, what's in the Rubi Tchumim? Azoy, you're allowed to walk Alpayim Amah out of your city. If you want to walk more than that, so you have to put the area of two lechems outside by the Alpayim Amah, and that's your Mokim Shvisa, then you can walk another Alpayim Amah. Now, how do we measure the Alpayim Amah to know how far you let it go? So we'll have a Gemara later, you take a string that's exactly 50 Amahs. And every 50 Amish keep on marking it off. That's the way you count Alpayim Amah, 2,000 Amish. You count 50 Amish, 50 Amish, 50 Amish. Now that's very good if you have a flat plane, a flat ground. You go 50 Amish, mark, another 50 Amish, mark, till you get Alpayim Amah. What's going to be if in between you have a hill going up, or a mountain going up? How do you count the slope going up? So then it's like this. Tanan. If you have a hill going up and you can't measure it in one string of 50 amis, if you can't measure it in 50 amis, you only use when the string was only 50 amis long, then the Zuam Reb Doistoy, Reb Yane, Mishum Reb Meir, he said over the name of Reb Meir that Shemati heard over Shemekadrin Pahorim. You could do a kula of the Mekadrin. That's how you measure it. Now this kula of measuring the kadrin, Rashi explains the type of a kula of measuring is that you have two people. One person holds one end of the string, and the other one holds the other end of the string. And they're going up the mountain. Now I hold it by my chest, and the other person holds it by his feet. Then I don't hold it by my feet where I'm standing, I hold it up here by my chest. So we're gaining a little bit that not to measure from the floor, but measuring from my chest. Going upwards, that's a ksas kula. And you only make all this measuring on an Issa D'Rabbonim. On an Issa D'Raisa, you wouldn't be making like this. I will soon see Rashi inside. But the kid said this is a kula that you only say in the Rabbonins. This is the Kasha. That your Meir says you do say this kula by Eruve Tchumim. So who you say Tchum is only with the Rabbonim. So tomorrow, the Sakodai Tchum D'Raisa, if you're going to tell me that the Issa to walk out of the Tchum on Shabbos is an Issa D'Raisa of a Zoymi Mekadrin, do you have this kula to measure this new way of saving a few feet by not measuring from your feet, but measuring from your chest upwards? So can you be make like that? But Yomar Rav Nachman, Yomar Rav Avraham, Ein Mekadrin Loi Biyori Miklet. Is the Allah, you have to know where the Yori Miklet is. So that's a din d'oraisa, to know exactly where the Yori Miklet is. If you want to measure it off, you can't use this kula of the Mekadrin. You would have to measure normally. So you see where it's an issa d'oraisa, you can't use this kula Mekadrin. Who are then v'loi b'egla rufa? Egla rufa is also where you find a mace out in the fields, and we don't know which city the mace is next to. So we have to go measure where the mace is to know the closest city. They have to bring the egla rufa. That's midiraisa. How do you measure the space of an egla rufa? You have to measure it glatt. You can't use this kula of Mekadrin. If you have a hill going up, you can't have one person holding the string by his chest and the next one by his feet. Both of them have to put it down by his feet. So you see, when it's a shal on the raisa, we don't have any kulis. Or why? So you see, where it's an issa the raisa, we're not makel on this measurement of Mekadrin. But here, Rav Yane said the name of Rav Meir, you should know that Mekadrin Bahorim, that by Ruve Tchumim, you do have this kula. So the Chura Tzoraya, Rav Meir holds that a Ruve Tchum is only mid Rabbonim. So Chura Vaita is a stira. If Remei holds a Rubu Tchum is only with Rabbanan, so it's a stira. Why now, Mishnah, does Remei say in a Suffolk a Rubu Tchumim? We go to Chumro, I Remei says in a Suffolk a Rabbanan, you go to Kulois. Now, the Gemara tell you like Kasha. Hodi Dei, Hodi Rabbi. Once he himself, once his Rebbe. Dekim Amir Etoni, Mizu Amr Abder Stoy, Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Shomati Shemekadrim Bahorim. Now, as Remei himself holds a Rubu Tchum is diraisa. That's why now Mishnah Remei is machmir. A Sofek a Rubu Tchum, you gotta go to Chumram. Because a Rubu Tchum is diraisa. I, in this price here, Remei said that you're allowed to measure by being a kadrin, which is a kuladik way of measuring, we're only measured that way in the Rabbonans. The Torah says that wasn't Remei Yishit himself. That was Remei B'Shem his Rebbe. So his Rebbe held the Soni with the Rabbonan. But he himself held it was diraisa. So now there's no steer on Remeya. And that's the Raya, that Bezemra of the Stoic of Yanish, Mishum Remeya, Shemat Mishkatim Horim, Shema Mina. That Shema Mina, he himself is Shiti Remeya, it's Remeya's Rebbe that holds like that. So Remeya's Rebbe holds us only with the Rabbonin. Therefore, you could measure Ruvud Chumim with Yaskula be Mekadrim. But Rav Meir himself holds this Midiraisa Ruvud Chumim. So that's Pshan now Mishnah, where now Mishnah Rav Meir's Machmir. Since it's a Sofik, if the Erev was burnt up before Shabbos or not, you gotta go to Chumrah. Now let's see Rashi now. Rashi, Imeno Yokole Avliyoy. When you're measuring the Tchum, if you can't measure it in one string of 50 yamas, the Perek Hetz and Marvim, the Perek later will have, Hoyu Moidid, Reitzel assigned Tchum here. For last day, Shom Simon. They want to know exactly where the Apayim Mamre, the city, ends, to know with Simon how far you can walk. Utanan, and Moidid in Elo Bechevel Shamunamba. They used to measure it with a string 50 yamas long. Now, Vigia Legayel Legged, let's say they came to a hill or to a gedder, to a fence. Is Meshupa that was slanty, if you could do the whole thing at 50 yamas, you do it. Then it's different. So Rashi is saying that's like this. If you have a hill in the way, so you don't have to measure up when it then comes down. If from this point to the other side is less than 50 yamas, so you can measure it flat down. Or is move away from it and go straight across. If that string of 50 yamas could go from one side of the hill to the other side of the hill, that's the way you measure it. You go like a kula, that you can go straight across. But once the hill is so far apart that you can't get it in one measurement of 50 yamas, then you have to go up the hill and come down the hill. Then you have to measure the slopes, going up and going down. And how do you measure the slopes going up the hill, then coming down the hill? So here you have a kula. The what? Is the zuam of the story, Rabbi Yannai, Mishum Rameya Shemati Shemekadja Bhorim, Loim Avliya Bechevel Orech Yosim Inun, Yotnan Ein Mordin Mela Bechevel Shenunama, Vulei Mordin Kol Medroinoi Kumeshu, you don't have to measure the whole slant the way it is, Bechevel Shechemishim, Bekarke Chaloka, the Iko Chumritz Fei, that will be very machmir, mamish to count the whole slope going straight up, Ela Mordinoi Bechvolim Kitanim, you can take small strings, Shalar Bamas, take a small string, only 4 amas long, two people hold the string. Each person has one end of the string. Now they're going up a mountain like. So one person stands on the bottom part of the mountain, the other one goes up a little bit up. Now the one standing on the bottom holds the string next to his liboy. And the one on top, next to his feet. You gain by this. Like instead of the bottom person putting a string on the floor next to his feet, that's the way you should measure Mamar Dal Damas. You have this little kula that on every Dal Damas you save a person's height up until his leg. The guy in the bottom doesn't have to put the string on the floor and measure up Dal Damas. He has the right to keep the string next to his leg and measure up Dal Damas. So the ksas kula you could just lotion of modedin. So Rashi Boloshin Mekadrin, Mekadrin, I mean Kamoy Noikvin, you make a neck, you make a hole. The Meshav Yemidasar Kilohum Nokim, the Mokim Maimid Ragli Helion. You make like a hole there. The kids said this is a cooler that we do in the Rabbonins. The Vaitri Rashi says, a Mekadrin Begla Rufam, Keshabo Limdoit Orim Shasviva Sacholom. You found somebody mates out in the mountains. You want to know which city is the closest one? Lay Daisy Kroiva Mikulan, Moidid Asorum Yesagoyas Kumoishain. There you have to measure the height of the mountains the way they are. No coolest. Viafalti Shahamodron, Marve Samido Machagasir. Even though by going up the mountain and coming down, it makes it very far away, so what? Where it's a shal and deraisa, you have to have 100% measurement. You have to measure exactly the slope up and the slope down. It's Nagaya by Ora Miklot, that if you kill somebody, and you go to the Ora Miklot, it saves you. What saves you? In the city. And who are in the Tchum of the city also saves you. That's Midiraisa. So if you want to know where's the Tchum of the city again, you have to measure exactly up Mama. You can't have this cool of measuring up the mountain, the Mekadron. So, and here Reb Meir says the what? That by Rubei Tchumin, you are allowed to measure by Mekadrin. Shemat is a drash, Reb Meir Komalei, the Shemat, the Iklamayim, the Shematim, Raboy, so the Nele Srulei. Like, this is the Teretz. The Teretz of Gemara is, Reb Meir himself holds Tchumim as the Raisa. That's why now Mishnah, Sofek Tchumim, is the Chumrah. I hear Reb Meir says you could measure the Tchumim by being a Kadrin, that's Shemati. I heard it over the name of my Rebbe. My Rebbe holds that Erubi Tchumim is only Midirabonim. The Baza is only Midirabonim, the Issa to walk more than Alpayim Amma, so in the Rabbonim you could be Mekel. When you want to measure the Alpayim Amma, when you have a hill in the way, you don't have to measure exactly the slope up and the slope down. You can measure a little cooler. One guy holding it next to his lathe, and the guy up holding it next to his foot. So you save a few feet. So there's no stira. Reb Meir himself holds the stiraita, and according to him, Avad, you can't use this kula of Mekadrin. I, Reb Meir, says you could. That's a leave with his Rebbe. The Rebbe holds the smuta. So now there's no stira. So the Maravaita. The Maravaromi, the Raisa, Adiraisa. I'm going to ask you a stira on a dindi Raisa. That misafik here in the Mishnah we say you go to Chumra, and another place where Meir says you go to Kula. I'll ask you a theory even on Dinam D'Iraisa. What's the case? The Tanan. Learned the Mishnah in Tyrus. Noga b'yechad b'laylam. Somebody touched somebody at nighttime. You bumped into somebody at nighttime. V'eni yadeyim chayimais. At night when you touch him, you don't know if that guy was dead or alive. You don't know if the guy was sleeping there. You don't know what matzav he was then. Ulamachra, the next morning, Hishkim Amatsumesh. You wake up the next morning, and you find out that guy is mace. And you know, last night you touched him. So the suffix is, are you Tomei or not? Did you touch your mace? Was he dead then? Or was he alive then, and you're still Torah? What's the Lacha? Reb Meir Mitaya. Reb Meir says this person is Torah. Even though it's a suffix, Yisidi Raisa. Still, Reb Meir says, by saying, you're telling the Chazokim that the person has a Cheskas Chai, so you're still Torah. The Chachamim Mitanim. And the Chum said, no, he's Tomei. Why? Shekol ha-Tumeyes kishas mitziyosin. So Svara, you go, Bosley, you find the Tumah. Here, when we found this person in the morning, he was dead. So the Chazok of the Hashto, the way he is now dead, Mistoma, that's the way he was last night also. So Melu, when you touched him last night, you touched the mace, therefore you're Tomei. Remeyes says, no. Remeyes says, the person is Torah. You have a right to Nemon at night, the guy was still alive. I to Sufik in Diraisa, on the side you touch the mace, you tell me Diraisa. The Seer May goes the Kula on the Sufik Diraisa. Salkam Mayasa, now Mishnah, on the Sufik Diraisa, May goes the Chumra. That's the Kasha. Shrashi, Remeyu Mitahir, Tiyoma Ukma Achazoka. Tell the person that he's still alive and it's Chazokam. V'yes Molchai Hoya. And yesterday this person was alive. So in the middle of the night, you want to know what he was, Mistam is still alive. Almo, the Svekid Yeraisam, the Ike Chazok, Lukulo as a Remeya. When you have a Chazok, you go Bosse Chazok Lukulo. Ye umas Nisan Amya Bezoi, Nezo Bosse Chazoko, O Mikora Kiyana Chosim Torhevi. The same thing in our Mishnah. When the person put the two lechems, the Erev Tchumim down, it was true Matayra when he put it down. The next morning, you first found out Vadeh's Tommy. He wants to know now when did it become Tommy? Did it become Tommy Ben Ashmoshes or not? So we have a sofik, go lukulo. Since the truma had a chefkas tyro, mistoma was still tor until we see it in the morning when it's tummy. So why now mishtas remeya machmir? Here remeya goes lukulo. A steering remeya. And for the Gemara, Omer Reb Yirmiya, a mishnah senu, shahoya lea sheret, ko ben hashmoshes. I tell you, our mishnah, when remeya is machmir, is talking about the sheret was on the truma, the whole ben hashmoshes. So Drashi Kol Ben Hashmoshes Mitchilas of Yatzoyfoin Devadai Itma Bavajoyin. It's like not even a suffix. It's Vadai the Truma was Tameya. As I enter it, this is Rabbi Yirmiyah's Teretz. The Churat Apel Dika Teretz. Fred Gemari Hachia Bazoyin. Pohol Leim Rabbi Yosi's suffix Erev Kosher. Like how could that be a Machlekes now Mishnah? Rabbi Yosi now Mishnah says the suffix is Torah. It's not even called a suffix. If that's the Mitzvah of our Mishnah, where you put down Truma Torah, and the whole Bein Hashmoshes, a Sheretz, was touching the Truma, so it's Vadei Tomei, how could Rabbi Yossi say, Sofek Erev? That's the Moskashi, Hochi, the whole Lema Rabbi Yossi, Sofek Erev Kosher, how could that be? It's a Vadei Tomei. Sent the Gemara like this, Rabbah Rav Yosef Yarmu Tevayu. You know what's Shan now Mishnah? You know why now Mishnah Remei goes the Chumrah by an Erev, even though it's a Sophic in Diraisa, and even though there's a Chazokah to say that the Trum is Tor, since it was Torah yesterday, Mistam was still Torah at night, and now Mishnah Remei is Machmir. You know why? The Mishnah is talking about a case, the Yamru, Rabbah Rav Yosef Yarmu Tevayu, they both say, Hocho v'shtei kiti edim askinim. We're talking about two different edim come. There's Reuven and Shimon say one way, and Levi and Yehuda say another way. That achas merisim by yonitmas. Reuven and Shimon tell us we were there b'shas the erev when the guy put it there, and we saw that the sheretz touched the truma by yon. Before Shabbos, a sheretz touched the truma. That's what one edim say. The achas meris mishachashecha. Another Levi and Yehuda say, what are you talking about? We were there also the whole time. And we saw clearly that no sheretz touched the truma at the beginning of Shabbos. The sheretz that we see now in the morning first came at night time. So it's a shal of tray and tray. Two Adam say it was tumim by Joim, and two Adam say no, it first came out later. That's what our Gemara is talking about. So Rashi learns like this. Yeah, this is the machlokes. Rabbi Yosi savuki trei lebadi trei. Rabbi says put two kinega two, and as if we have no edus at all. The name of yukatruma achazaka kamaisa. Mainly Rabbi Yosi, the Mishnah says you go lukula, because when you have a suffix, if it was tumah, you're not still in the chazaka. About before Shabbos, the truma was tor. Mistam is still tor. The chiyanska tor heavy. Rabbi Meisav, what Rabbi Meisav don't know. Kivon diika koyach. Since that koponim, there are two edim here to say they saw that the sheretz touched the truma. So two edim take away the chazaka on this truma. Two edim are telling us it was vade tomi. So ain't a chanam with another two edim that say it was tor. But a koponim, since you have two edim here saying connected the chazaka, we blind without a chazaka and it's trey connected trey. This is a pure suffix in the raisa. Avadi, you gotta go to chumrah. Because when you have two Edim saying one way, they break the Chazokah. You can't use any Chazokahs now. So it's two Edim connected to two Edim. It's 100% Suffolk. What's the loch on a Suffolk, Yeraisa? You gotta go to Chumrah. When does Rameyah say you go to Kula by the mace at night time? There are no two Edim. Stam, if you touched somebody at night time, you wake up in the morning and see the person is dead. We have a Suffolk. What was it when you touched him at night time? We don't know. So there's a chazaka. You don't know. We found the guy was alive yesterday daytime. The chazaka says, Mustam is still alive at night time also, until we know that he died in the morning. But now Mishnah is talking about, there are two Edim telling us that the sheretz touched the truma by Joim. Ain't a chlamic true, there's another two Edim to say no. It first happened at night time. So trey kinega trey. It lies a suffix. But I call upon him, since you have two kinega two, you can't use any chazakas. Like to use the first chazakah, we have two edim saying connected to the first chazakah. So that's how you do it to come up like this. By tray and tray, do we look as if the edim are commanded lefty dummy? That's Rav Yosi Svara. Since the edim cancel out, we look as if there are no edim at all. So maybe you could use the chazakah, or else no. But mokim, tray and tray, two edim say connected to the other, is like we have both edim here. When you have both edim here, the din is you can't use the chazakah, because you have two edim going connected to the chazakah. So now there's no steer in Rameya. Rameya only by May says use the Chazokah, because there are no two Edim going connected to the Chazokah. Here now, Mishnah, you have two Edim going connected to the Chazokah, then you can't use the Chazokah.